Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 27th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Last Friday, GitHub complied with a DMCA infringement notice from Twitter that sought to remove proprietary source code and tools that had been published for months. Twitter now seeks a subpoena to search for those responsible for leaking and downloading its code. The DMC notice says that someone with the handle Free Speech Enthusiast is behind the leak, and Twitter has indicated that GitHub should provide info about the access history for the leak as a solution for the copyright infringement. Microsoft launched a preview of its latest version of Teams, now rolling out to Windows users who opt into the company's public preview program, although depending on your org, an admin may have to enable this first. Microsoft calls the new Teams a reimagination from the ground up, featuring twice the performance while using half the memory as before. Joining meetings should now be 2 times faster, and toggling between chats and channels will be 1.7 times faster, with a new UX overall. Mac support is due later in the year. Microsoft also announced that Teams has 280 million monthly active users, up from 270 million in January of 2022. YouTube channel Linus Tech Tips and two other Linus Media Group YouTube channels were hacked last week, with the attacker able to live stream crypto scam videos, change channel names, and delete videos. According to Linus Sebastian, the attacker sent over a PDF that someone in the Linus Media Group's team downloaded because it looked like a sponsorship offer. That PDF included malware that accessed all user data from both their installed browsers, including session tokens, which gave the attacker an exact copy of the browsers they could then export without needing security credentials. First Citizens BancShares has agreed to buy Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB. According to an FDIC statement, First Citizens is buying around $72 billion of SVB's assets at a discount of $16.5 billion, which still leaves roughly $90 billion in securities and other assets in control of the FDIC. $20 billion will go to the Deposit Insurance Fund, with the FDIC gaining equity appreciation rights in First Citizens. Zoom, a video conferencing app you may have heard of, is the latest company to announce a partnership with OpenAI, offering summaries, message drafts, and more using its Zoom IQ AI-powered assistant. New features include catching up on meetings if you join late that will summarize what you've missed, as well as ask further questions. Zoom IQ also lets you generate responses to your colleagues using AI, and the company says it'll roll out AI-powered message and email drafts on an invitation-only basis in April, but will introduce select Zoom IQ meeting summary features more broadly. Amazon's assistant, you know her name, started supporting caller side phone numbers in 2020 with AT&T and Verizon a year later. Now, T-Mobile customers get the same perks. T-Mobile is rolling out the ability to link access with you know who, letting subscribers make and receive calls using those smart speakers. Landline and mobile calls using Amazon's assistant started rolling out in 2017. But at the time was limited to 10 phone numbers from other Alexa users and only within North America. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the previously rumored in-the-works blood glucose monitoring for the Apple Watch is still several years away. Last month, Gurman reported that Apple made progress with its non-invasive blood glucose monitoring technology that would let diabetics and others test their blood glucose levels more easily than current methods allow. Apple's system reportedly will use a silicon photonics chip to shine light from a laser under the skin that can read the concentration of glucose in the body. And finally, today's the day. Nintendo shuts down its Wii U and 3DS eShops today, specifically at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. After today, you won't be able to buy new games for either console, but you can still re-download games that you've already bought. Nintendo announced the impending shutter just over a year ago, and last August stopped letting users add funds to their accounts. VideoGamesChronicle.com reports that more than 1,000 digital games will be lost in the shutdown, including 450 digital-only Wii U games and 600 3DS games. 530 virtual console games will also go, of which 335 are not currently available on Nintendo Switch Online. RIP. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.